Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Where are you now, pray tell?
I am in Kilkenny.
Ah!
Yeah.
I love Kilkenny.
I'm studying away.
What are you studying to do?
I'm studying my master's for human resource management.
Human resource master. You're gonna go into people and say, you've been great and everything, but you smell, you're fired.
Something like that, yeah.
That's all you have to do. Just do that. There's your course sorted. That's your study done for
Simple
the morning.
Simple as that.
And where are you studying? What's the...
I'm in Waterford Institute of Technology this year.
You enjoying it over there?
Yeah, this is last year now, so the end of the year.
And the real world beckons, right?
Exactly.
And are you living at home?
I'm living with my boyfriend.
Oh, fair enough.
So it's just across the road from home.
Is he working?
He's working today.
So does he fund your lifestyle?
No, I work every weekend, so I kind of fund my... He wouldn't be able to fund my lifestyle.
Yeah. I love when I'm out having a meal or a beer or whatever, and when I see people who work in the service industry who are also studying, I think that for some reason I just love the fact that they're working their asses off.
Yeah.
And not an easy thing to do, but you know, you've got to have a crust in your pocket too, don't you? You've got to be able to do both.
That's it. It has to be done, and it's hard, like, but it's worth it in the end. Well, hopefully.
It will be.
I'll let you know next year.
Keep me posted, will you?
I will.
Now, you are going to tell me about your fashion disaster, are you not?
I will.
Okay, go for it.
My fashion disaster, I was 14. So I used to look up to everyone on TV. So when I used to watch Emmerdale at home with my mother and father, they loved it. It was on every evening. I used to look up to Charity Dingle, of all people. And she used to come in her power suit. She was working in an office at the time. She had short hair flicked out, and she used to wear a long jacket. So my sister's wedding came up, and nothing would do me only to get the long jacket, the power suit, and flick my hair out in the end.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Bad enough.
Tell me how you looked that day.
Awful. Big pink jacket, pink shirt.
Oh, good Lord.
And black. What was I thinking? I remember my sister going to me the week before it and saying, Rebecca, would you not wear a dress? Like, a dress would be lovely on you. No. Doing this now, this is what I have in mind.
Flicked out hair.
Disaster.
Pink shirt.
Yeah.
Pink, like...
Cruel.
Joan Collins shoulder pad thing.
Yeah, worse even, yeah. Yeah.
It was a mess, wasn't it?
It was a mess.
And do you know what else is a mess? The fact that you've destroyed your sister's wedding photographs forever.
That's true. That's actually true.
You... single-handedly have destroyed her memories.
Ah, Ryan. Wasn't that bad.
That's what should be in your house, and that should be in your head. Let's take out the wedding album. Okay, open it to the page with Rebecca on it. Every time you see yourself in that suit, you have to have that noise in your head.
Yeah.
Now do that noise. Really, yeah. Do that noise for me so I know you have it. Do it. Try again.
Try it again?
Yes.
I'm very bad at that.
No, you keep getting it two-thirds right. Here it is. This is the noise in your head when you see yourself in that suit. Do it again. You got it right. That was really good. All right. I'm going to give you a prize. We're going to send you to Lisa Fitzpatrick. She's going to have her work cut out for her with you.
She is. By God, I love her, though.
I watch her
on telly all the time. She's great. She's so inspirational or something, isn't she?
Well, do you know what? She calls it as it is, and I like that about her. Straight shooting.
Yeah.
Kilkenny on May 23rd. That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Ooh, that's brilliant. That's right down my alley.
Two tickets worth £99 each. So you should bring your sister by way of apology.
I think I will.
Don't mind your friends, your sister deserves, and then that might actually work out for a bit of fashion karma for you.
Yeah, and I'll dress nice that day. I won't do the whole flicks out here.
Well, that'll make for a nice change.
Yeah, do you know, I'll send you a tweet, let you know.
Will you?
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see the fashion disaster though.
I could tweet you that now later when I'm at home.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Are you on Twitter?
Well, we sort of are. What are we on? Is there, at, what, is, what are we called? At Tubberty 2FM. So it's kind of not, I don't do it, but it's done for us, if you know what I mean. Or you can send it to email, tubs@rte.ie.
I will indeed.
You do that.
You can have a laugh.
Are you on the email?
I'm on your email.
Stick it on the line on the email.
Yes.
And tweet it on the Twitter mail.
Do, I will. I will. And you can send me back tickets
for the Late Late Show. A man stopped me in the pub the other night and said, "Excuse me, Tubberty." I said, "Yes." He said, "Why is it that no one from Dublin ever wins the prize on the Late Late Show?" I said, "Everyone wins it from Dublin." And he was giving out stink in a nice way. He was joking. You never call me. When I go to the supermarket, people come out from behind shelves looking for tickets. Or even more importantly, they say, "Why don't you ring me?"
But you are the man with the tickets.
I'm not. I'm only the monkey dancing in front of the organ. It's the organ grinder who has the tickets.
Well, you need to get on to him then.
Hear that? That's me dancing. That's me dancing. No tickets on this monkey. I've got a fez on and a waistcoat and bells. No tickets. No diggity.
Well, if you come across any.
If I come across any, Rebecca, I'll see what I can do.
You have my number now.
Oh, jeez. I have your number a long time. Have a great day. Go back to the books, will you? Stop messing.
I will.
I have
go
to
on.
Do this
Thanks
radio.
A million.
Go on yourself. Emily, good morning.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
What part of the world are you in now?
I am just outside the library. I'm studying at the moment. I have exams next week.
Where are all these students coming from? What are you studying for?
Culinary arts.
Ah, we've been eating donuts and they were delicious.
Yeah.
And
I'm in it. I'm in final year, so it's stressful, but we're nearly there. So.
Well, do you have to do practical exams like cook up a storm or?
Last semester we did, but this semester it's all kind of occupational health and safety.
Boring.
All the boring stuff.
Boring. Yeah. I know it's important, but important stuff can often be really boring as well.
Yeah.
But the fun stuff is baking the cake and making a dish.
And then eating it. Yeah.
What is the best? What is your biggest? Most what are you most proud of that you can do in the kitchen?
I do make a good banana bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Haven't heard about that for a while. Do you put nuts in it?
Pardon?
Do you put nuts in the banana bread?
Yeah,
walnuts?
What I do is I roast hazelnuts and then I put them in. So nice flavor.
Sorry. Stop talking. Stop talking. Get off. Take your nuts. Rubbish chef. Anything else?
Well, actually, I've gotten into making raw things at the moment. I worked over in London last year in a raw food restaurant, and I'm kind of getting into making raw brownies, like healthy treats that are kind of...
Sorry, can't do it. Wrong show, love. They love you on Radio 1. No cracking that now, I have to say. Raw food, just show up with a couple of vegetables. There you are, there's your dinner.
No, not at all. It's I have an Instagram page. It's called Naturaw. Check it out.
I've been so mean to you.
Check it out.
I don't, I'm just saying I've been mean to you. I'm sorry.
Okay, I forgive you.
I forgive you. Now, what have you got for me on the fashion faux pas? What was your worst one?
Okay, right. So, I was 15. And I remember seeing this in a shop window, this beautiful looking model, and she was sporting a very chic looking pair of dungarees and cowboy boots, and she looked great. So I was like, oh my god, I really like that. Mm-hmm. So I remember we were going to a disco, right? And you know, at boys down in the sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, threw on the dungarees, a pair of cowboy boots, and they weren't like, you know, the nice skinny kind of what would you call it? They're big kind of clunky cowboy boots.
Dexia's Midnight Runners. And the cowboy boots, right? Okay, gotcha.
And then at the time I was in school, the side ponytail was all in fashion, so literally it was at the side of my head, like near my temple almost.
Yeah.
And then my friend did my makeup and the brightest pink eyeshadow you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
And I thought it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. And you looked like a?
I look like an absolute fool now that I think about it.
Well,
yeah,
I can see the picture in my head, and you do. You look like a big Egypt.
Yeah, and I thought it was gorgeous back then, but when I think about it, I just cringe.
Did you get any action that night?
What do you think?
Did you get a smooch even?
No, I look like a little cowgirl. No way. And big rosy cheeks on me as well. That didn't help.
You are going to go and get a little makeover courtesy of Lisa Fitzpatrick for a day.
No way.
You and a friend. We're going to give you the tickets to go and see one of Lisa's fashion fix. Yeah. So where you're in Dublin. So there's one on in Dublin, and they're in all over the country. So we'll get you two tickets to the one that suits you, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's okay. We're only doing it because you deserve it.
Oh, thanks.
No, I mean need it.
I know.
Good luck with everything. Hey, listen, nice to talk to you. Good luck with the exams, Emily.
Thank you.